Parshas Shemini, Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalid. The Pasuk states, Ki Hayoim Hashem Nir'o Aleichem. Moshe told Aaron to tell the Bnei Yisrael to be mak of the Karbonis to Hashem. Ki Hayoim Hashem Nir'o Aleichem, because today Hashem shall appear to you. The Rabbeinu B'chayai asks, why the word Nir'o is with a komatz? The word really should have been written with a segel, nir'eh, since the word is referring to Hashem. Nir'eh lezachor, v'lenekeva, nir'ah bekomatz. Rashi states, lahashrois shechina soy, that the shechina should rest there. Now the word shechina is nekeva. Possibly the komatz is because it refers to shechina. The Rabbeinu B'chayai answers that we can possibly answer Derech HaKabbalah that the word Nir'ah is a remez Lemidas Hadin, the attribute of divine justice that was appearing that day. Therefore, the word Nir'ah is written. This would be similar to the Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed, where the Pasuk states, Im Avoinois Tishmar ka, where the verb tishmar b'lashon nekeva is written, and not yishmar ka, which is lashon zachar. Perek tes pasuk yud beis, vayamtziu b'nei aharon elav es hadam. The sons of Aaron prepared the blood so that their father would find it when he would need it. The shorish of the word vayamtziu is mem tzadi aleph, motzoi, meaning to find. Literally, they caused it to be found, and this would belong to binyan hif'il. The word vayamtziu does not have the same meaning as v'nimtza damoi in Parshas Vayikra, where it says v'nimtza damoi al kir hamizbeach. The word v'nimtza in Parshas Vayikra means that the blood should be squeezed out. The shorish of the word v'nimtza in this pasuk is from the shorish mitz. The blood is squeezed out and runs down the wall of the mizbeach. The Sefarno comments on the word vayamtziu, k'dei sheyischanachu Behis oskom bekorban avihem. The Bnei Aaron performed this task so that they could be trained and involved with their father's korban. Perek tes pasuk chav beis. The pasuk states, Vayisa Aharon es yadov el ha'om vayevorechem. Aaron raised his hands towards the people and blessed them. Rashi comments that this pasuk refers to the three psukim of Birchas HaKoyanim stated in Parshas Nosoi. The first pasuk, Yevorechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The second, Yo'er Hashem ponov eilecha v'ichunecha. And the third, Yisa Hashem ponov eilecha v'yoseim lecha sholoim. The Ibn Ezra points out that it is from this pasuk of Vayisa Aharon that the Gemara in Soita Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph teaches that the Kohanim must lift their hands when bestowing the priestly benediction. The Baal HaTurim tells us that the three brachos correspond to the three types of korbanos. The first corresponds to the korban chatos, since the word v'yishmerecha means that Hashem should safeguard you from sin. As the Pasuk says, Raglei Chasidov Yishmoer. The second, Yo'er, corresponds to the Korban Oila. As the Pasuk states, Ba'aloisecha Leirois Es Penei Hashem Elokecha. The word Ba'aloisecha is a remez to Oila, Ba'aloisecha, and Oila have the same shoyrish. Therefore, the word Leira Ois means when you go up to appear and to be seen. The Baal HaTurim sees a connection between the words Yo'er and Le'ra'ois, even though they have different meanings. Le'ra'ois means to be seen, from the Shoresh Ra'oi, Reish Aleph Hey, to see. Yo'er means may he illuminate, from the Shoresh Oyer, to shine or illuminate. The Baal HaTurim quotes the Rokeach, who explains that Yo'er and Le'ra'ois are related. If you rearrange the letters Yo'er, it spells Roi'i, Reish Aleph Yud, Roi'i, which means my having seen, as stated in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hagam Haloim Roisi Acharei Roi'i. Hogar asked, is it possible that I would have seen the messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rokeach interprets the word Le'ra'ois as if it read Le'oyer, to be enlightened, and the words Ba'aloisecha Le'ra'ois would mean when you bring a carbon oila to become enlightened. The third bracha of Shalom corresponds to the Karban Shalomim, the peace offering, as Shalom and Shalomim also share the same Shoresh. I also want to point out that the word Yevo Rechecha in Birchas Kohanim is pronounced Yevo Rechecha, the meseg that indicates the minor pause of the word is after the beis. The word is not yivarechecha. The main accent is not after the resh, as I hear most people say. It is yivarechecha. Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk states, Vateitze eish milifnei Hashem, Vatoichal oisam vayomusu lifnei Hashem. A fire went forth from before Hashem and consumed them. This refers to Nadav Avihu, and they died before Hashem. The word oisam in this pasuk is spelled with a vav. Most times the word oisam is spelled without a vav. The Baal HaTurim says that the vav teaches us Shechata'u b'shisho devarim, that Nadav Avihu sinned in six ways. Chazal states six opinions regarding the reason Nadav Avihu were consumed in fire. Number one, Eish Zara, they brought an alien fire. Number two, Hoiru b'fnei Rabom, they issued a halachic ruling in the presence of Moshe, their Rebbe and leader. Number three, Shesuye Yayin, they entered the Beis HaMikdash while they were intoxicated. Number four, Bonim Loi Hoyu Lohem, they did not have children, they did not father children. Number five, Nosunu Einehem Befar Nosus, they set their eyes on positions of leadership. And number six, Loi Natalu Eitza, they did not seek the advice of either Moshe or Aaron. Chazal tell us that all six reasons are correct. Therefore, the vav in oisam is merames to the six different sins that they committed. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph tells us that the word oisam, them, teaches us that the fire consumed them, Nadav Avihu, but not their clothing. The Torah's Kohanim also tells us that the fire miraculously did not consume their clothing in order to protect their honor, so that they could be removed without their ashes being exposed to onlookers. Perek Yud, Pasuk Dalid. The word Kirvu. Moshe called to Mishael and Elzaphan and told them to approach. Kirvu, approach and carry your brothers outside of the camp. The word kirvu has two sets of trup on top of the word, a Talisha Gedoyla and a Gershayim. The Baal HaTurim writes, Yesh Boi Shnei Ta'omim. This word has two cantillation signs, and this teaches, Melamed, Shaloi Korvu Aleihem Lahechol, Elo Heitilu Bohem Chanis Shel Barzel, Ugurorum Vohitzi Uhu Oisom Lachutz. Mishael and El Tzafon did not approach the corpses within the Mishkan, but rather they took an iron spear, stuck it through their clothing with an iron hook attached to it, and pulled them out. The designation of the two trop indicates that Moshe told Mishael and El Tzafon that there are two ways to approach the corpses. If they had already been pushed out, then approach them directly. But if they are still inside, approach them with a hook and line. According to the Perish HaRokeach, the double trop indicates that the word should be understood as if that word were written two times. Kirvu, kirvu. One additional point on the word kirvu. When learning this word, we first do the Gershayim on the vase, and then the Talisha Gedoyla on the same letter vase. We say, Kirvu. Also, a Gershayim always appears on top of the letter which is to be accented. However, the Talisha Gedoyla has a specific location, which is always on top of the first letter of the word. If the main accent would be on a syllable other than the first syllable, then you will see two Talisha Gedoylas on top of the word. One on the first letter of the word, and one on the letter which is to be accented. Perik Yud, Pasuk Yud Tes. Pasuk states, Ve'ochalti chatos hayoim, hayitav be'enei Hashem. Aaron said to Moshe, had I eaten the korban chatos this day, would Hashem approve? This is said in a question form. I would like to point out that the word ve'ochalti is pronounced mil'el, V'ochalti, the main accent being on the chof, and the vav is not a vav hamahapeach. The word v'ochalti means, had I eaten. If you would say v'ochalti at the end, that would mean, I will eat. Also, the word ha-yi-tav is pronounced ha-yi-tav, with a full patach under the hay, and there is a dogesh chazak in the first yud. The Ibn Ezra points out that the hay at the beginning of the word ha yi tav is a hay hatema, an interrogative hay. Would it have been pleasing? We say this as a question, as a tema. Would it have been pleasing? And the patach under the hay is irregular, since the interrogative is usually introduced with a chatov patach under the hay. We also do not find in Tanakh anywhere that a verb expressed in the osid that would have a hay hayidiyah. The word yitav is a verb in the form of osid, and we do not find such verbs having a hay hayidiyah. The hay is definitely not a hay hayidiyah, but it is a hey hatema. Perik Yud Aleph, Psukim Mem Gimel and Mem Dalid. Pasuk Mem Gimel states, Veloi si ta me u bohem vinit meisem bom. Pasuk Mem Dalid states, Veloi si ta me u es nafshoi seichem. The first pasuk in Mem Gimel, I said it was ti ta me u, and in Mem Dalid, s tameu. I would like to comment actually on three words. There's a third word also in Pasuk Mem Gimel, the word nitmeisem. These psukim are telling us that one should not make his soul abominable. The words veloy si tameu bohem means you shall not make yourselves impure through them. The Ibn Ezra comments ki yodua ki haguf hane'echal yoshuv basar beguf ha'oichel. It is known that which is eaten turns into the flesh of the one who eats it. If you eat filthy things, unkosher and detestable things, it will turn you into a filthy thing yourself. The word titameu is pronounced exactly that way. T with a chirik. The tes has a dogesh chazok. The mem has a dogesh chazok and is a shvo no. The titameu form is instead of tistameu. Actually, this verb comes from a binyan hispael, and one suf was dropped, and the dogesh in the tes compensates for the suf that was dropped. Instead of tistameu, it's titameu. The reason there is a dogesh in the mem is because binyan hispael is called binyan hadogush, where the middle root letter always gets a dogesh. And as a result, the mem is a shavah na. And this is why we have to be careful with this particular word and pronounce it titameu. If you do not pronounce the shvo no, it will sound like titamu. And the word titamu without the aleph doesn't have a meaning. However, in Pasuk Mem Dalid that states veloy se tameu es nafshei sechem, do not defile your souls, the word is pronounced se tameu with a shvo no under the mem, but there is no dogesh chazak in the tes. This is a verb that belongs to binyan pl. Therefore, there is no dogesh in the tes. There's no dogesh that we will compensate for, because the only reason we had the dogesh in the tes in the previous word is because it was from binyan hispael. So make sure you pronounce each of these words correctly, since they have different meanings. The words vinit meisem bom, which means to become defiled through them. This word vinit meisem is missing an aleph. The shorish is tomei, tes mem aleph, but in the word vinit meisem there is no aleph. So, the Ibn Ezra comments and says that this word is actually compared to the word reishis in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, where the Pasuk states, Mereishis hashono v'ad acharis shono. And the word reishis over there is also missing an aleph. The Ibn Ezra continues and writes, V'yesh oimrim shehem shnei shoroshim. There are two shoroshim in Lashon HaKodesh for the word unclean. There's tomei tes mem aleph and tomei tes mem hei. And therefore the word vinit meisem could come from the shorish tes mem hei, where the hei is automatically dropped, and there is no aleph in the shorish. Another interpretation for vinit meisem is found in the Sfarno. The Sfarno states, Al titameu bohem ba'oifan shetihyu tmeim umetum tamim bom. V'ze yikre ba'achilason. Do not defile yourselves, because you will become impure and mitumtam, which means you will lose your koyach hasichlius and become, as they say, a moron or an idiot by eating these shirotzim. The Rabbeinu Bachayai also explains veloi sitama'u bohem ba'achiloson ba'guf she'im ta'asu kein v'nitmeisem bom ba'nefesh. And the reason the word v'nitmeisem is missing the aleph is because it is lashon timtum, and there is no aleph in the word timtum. V'hatam shehalev mitamteim ba'achilas hadevorim huasurim ve'ein ruach hakodesh shoiro boy. This ends the parsha of this week.